Chapter 3. Simply Awful. As Saturday drew closer, Stacy thought she knew how Nellie Bly must have felt as the heavy doors of the asylum slammed behind her, and she realized there was no way out. On Friday, Stacy gathered her courage and stayed after class to talk to Mr. Ling. But Mr. Ling felt just as strongly about newspaper meetings as Coach Edwards did about soccer practice. He even used the word commitment, too. That night, she knocked on the door of her father's study. Stacy's father was a judge, and he often went to his study after dinner to look up questions and think about important cases. But he never seemed to mind if Stacy interrupted, as long as she had a good reason. Her father listened attentively as she poured out her story. When she finished, he leaned back and looked at her, then said, "It appears that you have a decision to make." Stacy grimaced. "I've been trying, but I don't know how." He thought for a moment. "Sometimes when I have to make a tough decision, I divide a sheet of paper down the middle and summarize the main points on each side. Seeing it right in front of me like that can really help me clarify the situation." At this point, Stacy thought she would try anything. She thanked her father and went back up to her room, where she flopped down on her bed with a pen and a spiral notebook. Flipping to an empty page, she wrote soccer on one side and newspaper on the other, then drew a line down the middle.